Today, we're stepping onto a glittering ancient ship, a city so wealthy and beautiful, it thought it could never fall. But Ezekiel 27 shows how pride quietly rotted its hull until one day, everything sank in a single storm. If God could turn Tyre's glory into a heap of rocks, what might unchecked pride be doing in our own lives today? Stay with me as we ask a hard question. Where is pride steering you? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. Today is Old Testament Tuesday. It's going to be a great day of diving into the Old Testament. We have been going chapter by chapter through the book of Ezekiel, and we are in Ezekiel chapter 27. Now, I just want to point this out so that you remember. Ezekiel 26 is about Tyre. Ezekiel 27 is about Tyre. And Ezekiel 28 is Tyre's king overthrown. So, we're kind of in the middle of this judgment against Tyre, but let's dive in just a few moments. If you're enjoying Old Testament Tuesdays, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, there's some new features in there. If you are a huddle leader, go up and hit the three little buttons at the top, little dots, and under that sandwich menu, you're going to see send a notification, and that's going to allow you to communicate with your huddle quite quickly. So I hope you will be a part of that. And then finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. You help us with daily devotions. You help us get things out for technology, for communications and the grassroots. You've done so many things, and we want to say thank you. So let's dive in. Ezekiel chapter 27. I've titled this, When Pride Sinks the Ship, A Lament Over Tyre. And the question is, how do I handle pride today? So think about that for a moment. How are you handling your pride today? Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, and you, son of man, take up a lamentation over Tyre. Now, a lamentation is a grieving, a sadness, a tear, a lament. It could be in a song and that kind of thing. So he says, take up a lamentation and say to Tyre, who dwells at the entrance of the sea, merchants of the people in many to many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God. O Tyre, you have said, I am perfect in beauty. Look at the pride of that. I am perfect in beauty. Your borders are in the heart of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made all your planks of fir trees from Sinar. They have taken a cedar from Lebanon to make mast for you. Of oaks from Bashan, they have made your oars. With ivory, they have inlaid your deck of boxwood from the coastlands of Cyprus. Your sail was of fine embroidered linen from Egypt, so that it became your distinguishing mark. Your awnings were blue and purple from the coastlands of El Shaha, and the inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers. The wise men of Tyre were abroad. They were your pilots. The elders of Gabal and her wise men were with you repairing the seams. All the ships of the sea and their sailors were with you in order to deal in your merchandise. So a couple things, what we learned about Tyre is that it is beautiful and they believed they were the most beautiful. Pride. Think about this. God does not like us to be proud, right? We should be proud of our work, but not proud of ourselves. All glory goes to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We should do the best job that we can do. But we see this merchant city having some pride in their abilities and their merchandise and all the things that are surrounding them. Look at this, verse 10. Persia and Lud, Persia, that's Iran today, and Lud, and put where in your army your men of war. They hung shield and helmet in you. They set forth your splendor. The sons of Arvad and your army were on your walls all around, and Gamadam were in your towers. They hung their shields on your walls all around. They perfected your beauty. Tarshish was your customer because of the abundance of all kinds of wealth. So Tyre was a very wealthy, wealthy city. And we need to understand that pride can come in when wealth steps in. With silver, iron, tin, and lead, they paid for your wares. Javan, Tobal, Meshish, they were your traders. With the lives of men and vessels of bronze, they paid for your merchandise. Those from Beth Togarma gave horses and war horses and mules for their wares. The sons of Dedan were your traders. Many coastlands were your markets. Ivory, tusks, embodied ebony, they brought as for payment. Aram was your customer because the abundance of your goods. They paid for your wares with emerald, purple, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies. So we are seeing this rich, rich city filled with pride. And maybe you're a wealthy person today. If you live in the United States of America, you're definitely considered wealthy compared to most. We need to be very careful that our pride doesn't get to us. Judah and the land of Israel, they were your traders. With the wheat of Minnith cakes, honey, oil, and balm, they paid for your merchandise. Damascus was your customer because of the abundance of your goods, because of the abundance of the kind of wealth, because of the wine of Helbon and white wool. Vadan and Javan paid for your wares with Uzal, wrought iron, cassie, and sweet cane were among your merchandise. Dedan traded with you in the saddle cloths for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they were your customers for lambs, rams, and goats, for they were your customers. The traders of Sheba and Ramah, they traded with you. They paid for your wares with the best kinds of spices and with all kinds of precious stones and gold. Now, I'll be transparent with you. I always try to be honest. I could be butchering some of these names. I'm just saying them confidently and moving on. So hopefully that you, if you know how to pronounce them, well, good for you. Haran, Cana, Eden, the traders of Sheba, Ashur, and Chilmad traded with you. They traded with you in choicest garments and clothes of blue and embroidered work and in carpets of many colors and tightly wound cords, which were among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were carriers of the merchandise. Okay, we're almost done with this chapter. And remember, our primary goal is to hear the word of God our time together in this daily devotion. And we're seeing how proudful they were about their trade. Does that apply today? As Americans, people in Washington State, do we have pride over, I'm not talking a healthy pride, do we see ourselves as God? We need to be very careful. We need to repent and surrender our pride to the living God. The ships of Tarshish were the carriers of your merchandise, and you were filled out very, very glorious in the heart of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into great waters. The east wind has broken you. In the heart of the seas, your wealth, your waves, and your merchandise, your sailors and your pilots, your repairers and of seams, your dealers in merchandise, and all of your men of war who are in you, with all of your company that is in your midst, will fall into the heart of the seas on the day of your overthrow. At the sound of the cry of your pilots, the pastures land will shake. All the handles with the oars, the sailors, and all the pilots of the sea will come down from their ships. They will stand on the land, and they will make their voice heard over you, and will cry bitterly. They will cast dust on their heads. They will wallow in ashes. Also, they will make themselves bald for you, and gird themselves with sackcloth, and they will weep for you in bitterness of soul, with bitter mourning. Moreover, in their wailing, they will take up lamentations for you and the lament over you who is like Tyre, like her who is silent in the midst of the sea. When your wares went out from the sea, satisfied many peoples with the abundance of your wealth and your merchandise. You enriched the kings of the earth. Now that you are broken by the sea, in the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your companies have fallen in the midst of you. All the inhabitants of the coastlands are appalled at you, and their kings are horribly afraid. They are troubled in countenance. The merchants among the peoples hiss at you. You have become terrified, and you will cease to be forever. So Ezekiel 27 ends that Tyre will cease to exist forever. When you look at where Tyre was in the ancient days, there's just a heap of rocks. Not there. Never returned to its earlier glory. Pride. Where is your pride today? Heavenly Father, we repent of our pride, trusting in our own merchandise, our own wealth, our own outward appearances, our own creations, we repent. We turn to you, the living God, ask for your forgiveness, ask that you would change us and challenge us from the inside out. And we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.